Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 24 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is Dwelling with Your Enemies. Martin Luther said, "All the cunning of the devil is exercised in trying to tear us away from the Word." Another quote from Martin Luther is, "For where God built a church, there the devil would also build a chapel." Our text today is Joshua 15, verses 20 through 63. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Judah according to their clans, the cities belonging to the tribe of the people of Judah in the extreme south toward the boundary of Edom were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagur, Kena, Dimona, Adada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Baaloth, Hazor Meloda, Hazar Gada, Heshmon, Hazor Hadata, Kiriath Hezron, that is Hazor, Amam, Shema, Melada, Hazor Gada, Heshmon, Beth Pelet, Hazor Shual, Beersheba, Biziothiah, Bala, Lim, Ezem, Eltoyad, Chesil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebaoth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimmon, in all 29 cities with their villages, and in the lowland, Eshtaol, Zora, Ashna, Zanoah, Enganin, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soka, Azika, Sheraim, Adithaim, Gadara, Gadarathoim, 14 cities with their villages. Zenon, Hadasha, Migdal-Gad, Delian, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kabon, Liman, Chitlish, Gedroth, Beth-Dalon, Nama, Makeda, the 16 cities with their villages. Libna, Ethner, Ashtan, Iphtha, Ashnan, Nezib, Kela, Ashgib, and Marsha, 9 cities with their villages. Ekron, with its towns and villages, from Ekron to the sea, all that were by the side of Ashdod, with their villages. Ashdod, its towns and villages. Gaza, its towns and villages, to the brook of Egypt, and the great sea with its coastline. And in the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, Sukkah, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is, Debir, Anab, Eshtemoth, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo. 11 cities with their villages. Ereb, Duma, Eshan, Jenim, Beth Tapua, Afeka, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, and Zior. 9 cities with their villages. Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Juddah, Jezreel, Jokadiam, Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages. Halhul, Beth-Zur, Gedor, Marath, Beth-Anon, and Eltikon, 6 cities with their villages. Kiriath-Baal, that is, Kiriath-Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth-Araba, Midden, Sekaka, Nibshan, the city of Salt, and En-Gedi, 6 cities with their villages. But the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the people of Judah, could not drive out, so the Jebusites dwell with the people of Judah at Jerusalem to this day. Today's Bible passage recounts the many cities given to the tribe of Judah. God even designates cities yet to be conquered. Because of their past struggles, this inheritance in the Promised Land must have been especially meaningful. The Holman Old Testament commentary explains this well. The division of the land was handled in a fair manner. The idea of inheritance was very significant for the Israelites. God gave them a place of their own that would remain the property of their tribes and families. They could finally put out their own mailboxes. For 400 years, they had been slaves in Egypt. For 40 years, they had been nomads in the desert. Now they were finally landowners in their own country. But Joshua 15:63 ends a long list of real estate with a short word of reproach. Judah's enemy still dwelt in the midst of all their inheritance. For the first time, the book reports that a tribe did not destroy indigenous people occupying its inheritance. In this case, it is the Jebusites who live in Jerusalem, and the author adds that in his day, they still, literally, live with the Judahites in Jerusalem. Teach the Text commentary explains, phrase by phrase, the significance of Joshua 15:63. The Jebusites are members of the seven nations in Canaan. Joshua defeats those in the hill country, as God promised. The Jebusites in Jerusalem, however, are only temporarily displaced. Jerusalem finally falls when David reigns, and it becomes known as the City of David. Bethlehem, too, holds that distinguished name in New Testament times, since it is the birthplace of David and of David's greater son, Jesus. To this day, Jebusites live there with the people of Judah. This comment refers to a time before David, since the city is still occupied by the Jebusites. Recounting Judah's most glaring setback suggests that the account is historically authentic, not merely a politically motivated story. Both Judahites and Benjamites live with the Jebusites in Jerusalem. The Jebusites are among the remaining nations that lead to Israel's intermarriage and idolatry. Because of Judah's inability to drive out the Jebusites from their land, idolatry was present with their boundaries. It is vitally important that we are not conformed to the world around us, and Judah's inheritance would have been free of idol worship if they had completely destroyed their enemies. As later written books of the Bible tell us, Judah's failure to root out idol-worshipping peoples led to far-reaching consequences for the nation. Similarly, if we allow Satan a foothold in our lives, he will use it to wreak havoc in any way he can manage. May we be diligent in uprooting idol worship in our own lives to avoid future costly consequences. Questions today. How significant would Judah's inheritance be to a people whose grandparents wandered in the wilderness for 40 years? How detrimental was it that Judah didn't drive out the Jebusites? How important is it to completely defeat your enemies? In what ways are you giving the devil a foothold in your life? How do you guard your life and give no opportunity to your enemy, the devil? Pray with me. Lord, show us where our enemy has a foothold in our lives, such that by your power, we can give up those idolatrous ways. Give us your power so that we can fight against our enemies and succeed. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.